This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports and NFL Network, ESPN, NFL Media, NFL Network?
Just NFL.
And just NFL
Network.
Yeah,
we're not all giving anyone else credit.
Well, they're all like all in bed with each other. Anyway, I'm not going to freak out. You're not going to get me to freak out. You're not going to push my buttons.
About Michael Penix Jr., you're not going to freak out?
We will talk about... He's a fine young man. We'll talk about that coming up here in a bit.
We trashed him on the podcast yesterday.
We didn't trash him. There was no trashing. Hold on. No. We'll talk about Michael Penix Jr. soon enough. 216-474-0092. If you want Lyman to have it, you go right on ahead. I'm measured Ken today. You're not going to work me up into any sort of a thing over the Cavs. That ain't going to happen. You're not going to slippery wizard your way out of this one about talking about the draft and Michael Penix Jr. and Arthur Blank and
How about LeBron?
An explanation.
LeBron's going to end his career with four titles. That seems very low.
Cavaliers got their faces kicked in.
Got to pick his team every year, and he's only going to get four titles.
There were plenty of people in my mentions while I'm hosting a draft show, and they're going, "You better get him tomorrow. You better get his ass." Whoa, hold on. If you guys want to get in Tone's ass, 216-474-0092. I'm measured today.
Wait, what did I do?
You're not getting me.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you were.
What exactly did I do?
You were Whammer Lima for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were up 2-0 in a playoff
series.
Oh,
no. It was.
Why wouldn't I be?
It was before 2-0. It was before 2-0. You can't sit there and deny the way you acted.
Wait, how did I act?
Am I making this up? You were... exceedingly confident, exceedingly positive on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hold on.
No, you're not doing this to me. How you acted. Don't act stupid.
I'm exceedingly confident that they're going to beat the Magic, yes.
I'm not playing your game today. It's not happening.
I was not exceedingly confident they would beat Miami or that they would beat the Philadelphia 76ers. And by the way, champions pose on that. I would not want to play Philadelphia. I mean, Joel Embiid on half a leg would totally take care of the Cavs. So,
okay. Yeah,
it was really smart that they did everything they could to play the Magic.
All right.
And I think I've been proven right on that.
I just want people to get their pound of flesh if they want it.
But on what?
I'm not.
What specifically?
I'm not going to.
Apparently,
you were way too positive, and I'm supposed to scream at you today over that. And I'm
not
going
to
do it.
Was I supposed to be negative after they were up 2-0?
I don't. Tone. Again, you're leading the person questioning you. You're not even leading the witness. They put it up to me, and I'm telling them, right, folks, I'm telling you right now, it's a 2-1 series, and I'm not going to sit here and show my ass and then watch the Cavs throttle them tomorrow, and then that'll be the
end. Which they will. The Cavs will handle their business. They'll be up 3-1.
You know what? I wash my hands of the whole thing.
I have zero doubts about who's going to win this series.
Every time... I like positive tone. Here we go.
I don't even know if that's positive because
defensive, doubling down, positive tone.
It's not like I think the Cavs are making some jaunt over to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, no, they're gonna win this series and then they're gonna lose to Boston most likely. Is that positive? Is that negative? I think that's the reality. I think it's okay being realistic about what this team is. And boy, Donovan Mitchell, did we get any kind of an injury report on Donovan after that game? Because There was one moment, I think in the first quarter, I think in the first 4 minutes,
yes,
that he like doubled over. Now he
Fedor's
in the
first
game.
Question to him was, "You slipped. How's the knee doing?" And he said, "I'm fine, Chris."
Did he actually say Chris at the end?
He did.
Because there's been questions in the past. Okay. I'm measured Ken today. I'm not going to sit there and...
Now, that would be my source of concern, by the way.
What?
If he is not
measured
fine...
Measured me? Oh.
If he is not fine, Donovan Mitchell, then all bets are off, obviously. I mean, there was never a question about whether or not, you know, this team was engineered around Donovan Mitchell.
216-474-0092. Dave in North Ridgeville. Dave, hello.
Dave.
Ken.
Dave.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Champions pose day, man. You nailed it. You need to tell. You need to claim your champion's pose.
Wait, what did I nail?
Called Magic by 40.
Yeah, no. You said that they gave up. You said Cavs gave up, man. BJ's out of here. You need to tell.
Well,
to Anthony, come on, man, do it. Champion's pose.
No.
Nose with the
Dave. Dave, I was talking about sweep yesterday. I got a call from a buddy.
I know.
He's going, hey.
I got your back, dude.
Well, yeah,
hey,
but
Anthony, eat it, man. You were wrong.
What was I wrong about?
We should have been down in the dumps the whole time knowing this would happen.
Wow.
Losing by 40. Nah, I'm just kidding, guys.
I'll admit, yeah. I didn't see.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't see that degree. I didn't see that degree of a loss coming. I did say I thought the Magic were going to shoot well. I thought we'd overcome it. Not only did they not overcome it, they went out and had the worst performance in Cavs playoff history.
It was real bad.
So JB will now have that on his resume. He had the up two games to nothing on his resume, and now he has the worst loss in playoff history.
That is the most apropos thing I think I could have found yesterday. And that is, I'll tell you right now. Now, it's going to sound like I'm going off on a tangent. I'm not. But that is last night, and that there's a record of a loss in a playoff franchise history. That is the 2023-2024 Cavs right there for everybody. You don't know how good you got it. You don't know how bad it is. And that's why today, guys, I'm not going to sit there and scream at them. I'm not going to go hoarse. I'm not going to sit there and say that JB needs this or that and Kobe Altman needs this or that. And from the desk of I'm not doing any of that. It's measured. I've learned. It took me all season. I learned my lesson. I can't get too excited about them, and they won't let me get too upset about them because they are a middle-of-the-road basketball team. So what Tone says ultimately ends up being correct is that, well, it's a 2-1 series. This is who they are. You said that they would go to the second round against Boston and lose against Boston. So that's who they are. It's just what they are. It's a 4-5 seed type of basketball team and a 4-5 seed type of basketball team is not a serious Eastern Conference contender or an NBA Finals contender. So why should I blow my voice out in the first round? Or excuse me, on a Friday in the first segment because it's a 2-1 series in the first round. Not going to do it. Measured Ken is here with you today.
All right, with that
said, you're not going to get me going.
I appreciate Measured Ken. You should be mad if you're a Cavs fan at that performance. You should be upset.
Now he turns the tide.
You should be upset. It was humiliating. It's not just the fact that Kenny, you know, I can play all the cards.
It is a masterclass. Folks, you are the duplicity. If you are a 7-year-old child being taken to school right now, you need to hear this. It's going to take you a long way in life.
Well, there's no planet should the Cavs ever lose a game like that to that team. Like, it's one thing that the Magic...
Then get loud,
had
then start yelling at them.
It is why I'm frustrated, and the
doesn't
pressure...
Sound like it.
The pressure is back on the Cavs now. I mean, this is the thing about this is they get off to a slow start on Saturday in an afternoon game. What is it, a 1 o'clock game? Hey,
yeah.
This one's actually nationally televised. Welcome to the playoffs. If they come out and struggle in that game, they have the weight of the world on their shoulders. They have the weight of the Donovan Mitchell decision on their shoulders. They have the weight of...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
of, is JB going to coach this team at the start of next year on their shoulders? They have the weight of, is Kobe Altman going to survive all of this? Like, that's all back in play if they come out flat. So I don't think they will. I think they understand what's at stake. But this is what this loss did. Hey, losing a game by that much, I mean, it was pretty clear midway through the second quarter that this was not going to be their night. And you have bad nights in the playoffs. I could go back and show you the history of great teams in the NBA that had horrific playoff moments. Here's the thing. They can't afford to have any more of these in this series, because if you end up losing to the team that you hand-selected, that is an all-time dagger to this culture. It's an all-time dagger to this roster construction.
Well, and then I will be mad.
Yeah.
Then I will be screaming.
We'll be teeing off until they make, and they'll be making changes all offseason,
yeah,
if that's the case. So you'll get your pound of flesh. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to beat the Magic. Hey, I thought they were going to sweep them. So is my confidence level been lowered? 100%. If you guys want to call in and have me eat crow for that, I was wrong. I thought they were going to be en route to a pretty easy sweep. Then they have the worst performance in playoff history. They gave all of you what you wanted, a chance to watch the NFL draft yesterday. You should be thanking the Cavs. It was that bad.
I kept thinking, no, I decided to get the hiccups here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I've got gripe water for you.
Gloves,
that's what we
huh?
give Mason, so I'll give it to you.
I didn't have any drinks last night. Good God. I had 90 minutes of sleep.
Where
think
were
I was
you?
Drinking?
Where were you all night, Ken?
I was at the facility, and I looked at it, and I go, well.
Was Andrew Berry at the facility?
Yeah.
He waved?
He did. A couple times. Walked by and waved.
Do you think they made any calls? Do you make any calls? Like, Justin Herbert, Harbaugh, and who is their GM, Moritz, they got phone calls yesterday for Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
if you're Andrew Berry, do you just mess with teams just to throw them off, like, hey, we're going to make a phone call. We're going to make a pretty crazy phone call right now.
Yeah, but
I always wonder about the tactical ways that the GMs operate.
Who knows?
I mean, did you ever have a day in school where everybody else was gone for some reason, but you were there?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, that was that Washington trip. The three strikes and you're out rule. That wasn't just a Bill Clinton thing. That was a West Geauga thing.
I can't believe. Did you tell them you were going to Washington, or did you just stay home, your parents?
No, I had to go to class. I had to go, like, do an in-school suspension that day.
God. Well.
They don't mess around. Law and order at West Geauga. Three strikes, you're out.
Interesting. Anyway. So, yeah, a lot of people ended up getting to watch the draft last night. And I think it's put all Cavs fans in a holding pattern here of, I don't know how to react to this. I really don't. Usually I got a reaction, but I don't. I'm tired of getting it wrong. I really am not. And it's kind of sucks the fun out of it, because you had this 40-point loss yesterday, which it makes it easier if you are a hater or you question what the Cavs have done. Sorry, bear with me here. I'm dealing with the hiccups. If you question what the Cavs have done, you can be as agitated as you want to be. If you're a positive person, you can try to look at it and say, all right, it didn't go very well. We can flush that away. We got a game coming up on Sunday or Saturday. So we can deal with that on Saturday, and hopefully they'll put it away, and then it'll be a 3-1 series, and then really you're starting to knock them out. But I think that the not knowing, not being able to, me having to constantly answer for positivity or negativity is starting to wear on me. I'm getting exhausted by it. I'm flat out tired by, and this is where I will get frustrated. It's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your identity is. I don't know necessarily what you stand for. Every time I try to go one way or the other, where I go, you know what? This thing ain't going to work. This thing is not going to work. You're too small in the backcourt. You're too soft in the forecourt. You don't have the right leadership as a head coach. You don't have the right leadership as an organization. You've been sitting there playing patty cakes with everybody, treating these grown men like a preschool organization. You out there and you beat the brakes off Orlando. You know what I say? You've made these trades. You're supposed to be aiming higher than just winning a first-round series. You go out there and you beat up Orlando. And then over this last week, I mean, yesterday, I took a call yesterday from a friend, Anthony, on my way over to the facility, and they're going, wow, you guys got the Cavs sweeping this series, and you've already put them in the seventh game of the second round of the playoffs against Boston. And I went, yeah, I know. It's because I don't know how to take them. So now, once I try to be and say, and I'm trying, I want them to go this way. Evan's tough, playing tough. Jarrett's tough, playing tough. Darius Garland, he has his moments. Donovan Mitchell, he's the leader. You know, JB, hey, maybe everybody needs to calm down about JB. Maybe I need to calm down about Kobe Altman just because he won't come out and talk to the media at any chance. Maybe I need to calm down. Maybe there's vision there. The same day I say those sentences, they go out and they lose by nearly 40. That's a frustrating thing. But I got to remain measured. What they have done is they've spun me into a point where now I don't know where to take them. I don't expect the worst, but now I don't expect the best. So it's a purgatory of basketball, and it's a purgatory of opinion. It's a purgatory of opinion because guys, I don't want to sit here and show my ass and be a classic, things are way too good, things are way too bad, things are way too good, things are way too bad. That means I don't stand for anything. I'm just reacting off the top and I'm not actually trying to watch them. That's what that would mean. I can't do that. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So if you want me to rip on Tone, I will gladly rip on Tone if they lose the series. They're still up 2-1 in the series. I will gladly rip on him if they lose. I can't do it right now. I'm not going to do that right now. Because they could go out, but guys, they could go out and they could beat the brakes off of Orlando on Saturday. And then what's Tone going to tell me on Monday?
Do you think they're still going to win the series?
Yes.
But is your confidence shaken?
Honestly, it was such a bad night. No.
You know what? In a weird way, and this isn't just doubling down on a bad argument or anything. Yeah, they're not going to pull off the sweep. It was humiliating yesterday. I was very frustrated. Don't get me wrong. It was pathetic. Like that I carved out that I was going to watch the NBA over the draft last night and ended up watching more of the draft. Okay, I understand all that. With that said, it was almost so bad that there's so much to correct. I don't feel like this one's going to linger. I think it's an easy... Yeah, we missed all our shots. They made all of their shots. We'll come and get them in game four.
Exactly. Like when they play in 2009, when they played Orlando, it's like, we don't have an answer for this. I mean, we're giving them everything we can, and we don't have an answer for this. They're knocking down every single shot. You lost by 40 last night. I mean, not 40 exactly. You lost by 38 last night. Like, okay, it's a bad day. I got to flush it. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot do it. It actually makes me feel – I don't feel worse about their chances because – they lost so badly. Like, I can't say I feel better. I cannot say I feel better. That's ridiculous. But I don't feel worse about how they are because of how much they lost by, because of how they looked yesterday. It's not possible. 216-474-0092. Do you feel, can you feel worse because they lost by so much, or does it make it easier to flush it away? We'll get to you guys. And Atlanta, speaking of coming in hot, holy Toledo, the NFL draft, the Falcons, ruffling some feathers in about last night on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.